And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 30th of June, 2014. It was on this day in 1860 at Oxford, a debate took place on the merits of the theory of evolution, meeting of the British Association for the Advancement of Science. Darwin's book on the origin of species had just been published 7 months before, and it was being hotly argued by scientists and theologians. The Bishop of Oxford, Samuel Wilberforce, was arguing one side, and a number of scientists were arguing the other, including Thomas Henry Huxley. The hall was packed. In the debate, the bishop asked Huxley whether he was descended from an ape on his father's side or his mother's, and Huxley said that he was not ashamed to have a monkey as an ancestor, but he would be ashamed to descend from someone who used his great gifts to obscure the truth. It's the birthday of the man who wrote The Beggar's Opera, first performed 1728, the poet John Gay, born in Barnstaple, England, in 1685. It's the birthday of the Polish poet Czesław Miłosz, born in Lithuania, 1911. And it was on this day, 1936, Margaret Mitchell's novel Gone with the Wind was published. She was from a prominent Atlanta family. She'd grown up hearing stories of the Civil War, went off to Smith College. She was a flapper in the 20s, cut her hair short, smoked cigarettes, drank corn liquor, read scandalous books like Lady Chatterley's Lover, shocked her family's social circle. For a while, she was encouraging 5 young men at the same time that she might marry them. Married a bootlegger, marriage that lasted just a few months, got a job as a reporter for the Atlanta Journal, and a few years later, she married John Marsh, who'd been the best man at her first wedding. In 1926, she injured her ankle, had to stay in bed and rest, quit her job at the newspaper, and she started writing fiction, a novel set during the Civil War. She wrote most of it in 3 years, didn't do anything with the manuscript, fussed over it for about 10 more years, writing on a Remington typewriter on her sewing table. In the spring of 1935, an editor from Macmillan, Harold Latham, came through town, scouting for manuscripts. She wasn't going to let him see it, but one of her friends scoffed at the idea of Margaret Mitchell ever writing anything, and so Margaret Mitchell handed over her manuscript. It was a mess. It took her a year to rework the novel. It came out on this day in 1936. It sold 1 million copies in its first 6 months, won the Pulitzer Prize, and was made into a movie in 1939 that became the highest-earning film of all time. Here's a poem for today by Sheila Packer, entitled Rhubarb. Celebrate bitter things after long winter, rhubarb's red-green stalks and partial sun shared with cutworm and fly and ants that come. No house can resist their arrival. Life's too much or not enough. Savor the undernote of butter. Smile in dandelions' faces after the rabbits take other blossoms. Taste from the plate I've heaped tart rhubarb, ripe strawberries, and sugar. Sheila Packer's poem Rhubarb from Night Train Red Dust, Poems of the Iron Range, published by Wildwood River Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.